Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Legal Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday evening, August 13th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of legal news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Public service announcement. Watch out for scammers offering free services. Beware of scammers offering fake free services or gifts, posing as salespeople to trick you into signing up for hospice care without your knowledge. They may contact you through text, phone, email, fake ads, or even show up at your door, offering free gifts or services in exchange for your Medicare number and signature. Protect yourself by never sharing your Medicare information for free services. Be vigilant against Medicare fraud and abuse by checking your claims regularly, comparing dates and services, safeguarding personal information, and understanding how Medicare uses it. If you suspect fraud, call 1-800-MEDICARE or report online. For more information, visit the website of AAABC, Area Agency on Aging of Broward County, for details on their services. Common errors that cause medical malpractice lawsuits in Connecticut. Connecticut ranks among the top 10 states for medical malpractice lawsuits, with about 48 cases per 100,000 residents annually. Many cases stem from preventable errors in healthcare facilities. Patients must prove deviation from standard care practices and harm caused to file a lawsuit. Misdiagnosis, surgical errors, medication mistakes, and birth injuries are common causes. Patients should seek legal help promptly if they suspect negligence. Healthcare facilities are implementing protocols to reduce errors and improve patient safety.
How divorce impacts your military benefits. Divorce can have unique impacts on military benefits. Military service can complicate aspects like benefits, deployments, and jurisdiction. In a military divorce, federal law dictates what happens to benefits, unlike civilian divorces governed by state law. Military pension benefits are considered marital property, with ex-spouses entitled to a share based on the length of marriage during active service. The 20-20-20 rule determines if an ex-spouse retains benefits post-divorce. Thrift savings plans, similar to civilian 401ks, are also subject to division. Seeking guidance from a family lawyer experienced in military divorces is crucial due to the complexities involved, such as custody arrangements during deployments. Understanding the nuances of military divorce can ensure the best outcomes for all parties involved. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Legal Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.